Hey, it's Molly, and the DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig is officially my gift of the year. Gift one or get one for yourself. The DrinkWorks Home Bar makes over 30 bar-quality cocktails literally at the push of a button. Check it out at drinkworks.com and see all available drinks like the all-new Top Shelf Collection featuring Gentleman Jack Manhattans and Chambord French Martinis. Oh, so good. The DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig is my gift of the year. Visit drinkworks.com today. Cheers.
Keurig is a registered trademark of Keurig Green Mountain Inc. Used under license. DrinkWorks. Please enjoy responsibly.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Clones, my name is Gresh. I am your substitute teacher today here on the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. Thanksgiving football, both at high school into the NFL. That's how we started. Talk to the clones a little bit. Talk to Mike Oresco, commissioner of the American Athletic Conference. I got stuff on the match. Mike Tyson. Fight. God almighty. Fight. Please, we'll get to that a little bit later on. And, of course, you can get to me on Twitter, at The Real Gresh. Some of you throwing shade at ShadySean420. Throwing shade. The whole, who is this? Damn it. I know Beaks. Hit Beaks. There you go. Oh, Haunted Horse said that I'm doing fine. Oh, there we go. So it's nice to know that clones aren't. And they have no reason to hate on me anyway. Again, I know a few clones. They interact with me on Twitter. That should be enough. Anyway, you can follow me on Twitter at The Real Gresh, G-R-E-S-H. So I know I'm going to try to balance a discussion here that some people are going to be like, oh, man, you're going to open the door. And I'm not. I'm not opening the door for people to come in with some sort of political whatnot or one-sided slants on things or something like that. However, we do have to ask a question. And I would dare say I am going to ask a question to you, America, coast to coast, border to border, and in America's hat known as Canada. I want to ask you if the Pittsburgh Steeler players have a point when they say, hey, man, we're getting screwed. Oh, by the way, sorry, I'm reacting in real time. I'm setting up, you know, getting into the phones with you. Matthew Stafford just did the most Matthew Stafford thing on Thanksgiving Day. He tries to throw the ball into the flat. J.J. Watt tips it to himself, reaches up, plucks the ball out of the air and returns it for about a 20-yard touchdown. Oh, my goodness. And he outran the tackle and Matthew Stafford in the process. It wasn't even a 20-yard touchdown run. Ball was spotted on the 15, I thought, and he ran it in from the 20. So J.J. Watt with a pick six where he's pass rushing and then knocks the ball to himself. It takes it into the end zone. Houston getting ready to line up here for the extra point, which are never any gimmies, but it would tie the game at 7 in Detroit. Apparently, Houston just had a false start. But anyway, J.J. Watt with a fantastic play here on Thanksgiving Day. All right, if I may, I'm not going to open the door for people to go nutso on COVID, but hear me out, because there have been multiple Pittsburgh Steeler players who have said, hey, at first you're going to take away our bye week because of a COVID issue with the Titans, and then you're going to move us off Thanksgiving because of a COVID issue with another team. And, of course, Houston misses the extra point, 7-6 Detroit. So these players look at it, and they're like, come on, man, my life's getting uprooted. I missed a bye week. Now am I going to have a traditional Thanksgiving with my family? We had a plan. A lot of those guys think myopically like that. They do. When in reality, the anger should probably be, why did the Baltimore Ravens get themselves into a situation like this. To me, that's really what maybe the players should be upset at. But look, this Pittsburgh-Baltimore game that was supposed to be played later on this evening has now been pushed to a 1:15 start on NBC so that they can get a little slice of, NBC would have been a standalone game on a Sunday night or on a Thanksgiving night. It would have been a huge number. So by kicking it at 1:15, it's only on that network. You kick it off a little bit later. Okay, you're trying to set them up for the best possible television rating, considering this game can't be played on Thanksgiving, right? So the NFL moved the Pittsburgh-Baltimore game. It's the COVID nightmare that the NFL didn't want to deal with. They don't want to move a game off of Thanksgiving. I thought it would have been hell or high water, but when the positive tests just kept coming in, it would have been unfair to put the Baltimore Ravens in that situation. But do they need to be held accountable for getting themselves into that situation? Now, I know that I'm talking to people on 500 stations on the Great Jim Rome Show, and I understand that in certain parts of the country where you're listening right now, COVID is being dealt with differently than it is in other parts of our country. I live in New England. It's being handled very differently than it is in the South or in the West or in the Midwest. And we also have a lot of people who are just fatigued over this. A lot of folks don't want to listen anymore, quite honestly. So I don't know if people look at this maybe the same way I do. I think this ends up running a little deeper in that both sides are kind of complicit in this, meaning the owners and the players. And that's why if I were a player, I would be ticked at, if we were to believe the reports that are out there, I'd be ticked at the strength and conditioning coach of the Baltimore Ravens or the assistant strength and conditioning coach, whoever was in that strength and conditioning department, that wasn't wearing their mask the way they needed to, that wasn't wearing the watch for the contact tracing the way they needed to. I'm a player. I'm the one who is the product. I'm the one getting paid for this. I'm the one who is assuming that COVID risk and what it could do in terms of my heart, my life, my family, my career in the NFL. And then you have some guy who is a part of the team but isn't one of the players. And you're looking at them, and they're the ones who maybe contributed to a COVID outbreak that is now potentially affecting their life. And let's be real here, folks. If the NFL is given a reason, and if the owners are given a reason to go to an 18th week of the regular season because games got to get pushed because of COVID, and they can add that other playoff team, you bet your bippy they're going to. Because it's money. It's pure money. It's an easy way for the NFL owners to say, see, look at the precedent that was set during COVID. The precedent was we went to 8 playoff teams aside. We don't need the bye week. You bodies that are out there, your bodies will heal. You're getting paid all the money. You don't need the bye week. You don't need that time off. If the NFL can get that 18th week of the regular season in and screw a team out of a bye week, oh, it's happening. And you know who might get screwed out of that? The Pittsburgh Steelers. Can you imagine if the Pittsburgh Steelers, say they go 14-2, right? They're the number one seed in the AFC. But, oh, we have more COVID kerfuffle in the league. Oh, yeah, by the way, they're going to have an 18th week of the regular season, and you know what? You might have to play a game there. Well, you had a couple of weeks off during the year, so it'll all balance out. And, you know, I could see the NFL doing that, looking at the Steelers and being like, oh, yeah, we know we moved your bye week, and we know we moved you off Thanksgiving, and well, we know we might have taken away the bye, but guess what? That's 2020. See you later. Too bad. And the Steelers would be completely screwed. There'd be nothing they could do. But do those players have a point at 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227? Are we at the point? Look, I'll be honest with you. I do not want an 18th week of the regular season because of what I just said. Because the owners will be more than willing to be able to sell the players up the river, to sell the game up the river, to be able to get more television revenue, or to try to find a way to placate the networks that they're talking to right now. See, I know this gets into maybe a little bit of the business of the game, but it all ties in together with how this business is being run and how they're handling COVID. See, with COVID, the revenues are going to go down. So the players and the owners agreed that for the next couple of years, the salary cap, there wouldn't be basically as much money to spend in free agency. There wouldn't be as much money out there for some veteran players who might get cut. The cap might go down, all that stuff. So what's the way around it for the NFL? The way around it is to get guaranteed future revenues. How do you do that? Your guaranteed future revenues come in from television. So right now, the NFL is dancing a very delicate dance at this point. They don't want to pull away a Thanksgiving game from a company like NBC, who has, I mean, they're owned by Comcast, right? So Comcast, we're talking like tens of billions of dollars, if not hundreds of billions of dollars, when you think about how enormous a company that is. The NFL doesn't want to tick those people off. The NFL doesn't want to turn away a network that is connected to the majority of the cable boxes in this country right now, where we know there's a bunch of money there. The NFL, they want to get their hands on that. So what's the easiest way to do it? Well, you know what? Hey, 2020 has been an unprecedented year. But, you know, even though the number, you know, you could pay us a little more down the road once everything comes back. But, you know, the NFL can look at the networks and say, hey, we're putting up numbers. It doesn't matter where you put us on. Doesn't matter when you put us on. We're putting up numbers. We are worth paying for. And maybe that's how they go back to the players and say, hey, listen, man, y'all went through COVID. We're going to reinstate the cap back to the normal levels because we are all this guaranteed money down the road. So we know that we can make some of it up. They're going to work the players like that, folks. And if they can get that week 18, they're going to get week 18. Because the owners are about the money. Now, I'm not sitting here telling you like the players ain't about the money. Because they're putting themselves in harm's way and out there playing. And they're not exactly jumping up and screaming, hey, man, some strength and conditioning guy within our own program ain't doing the right thing. This guy could be jeopardizing me. That's what players on other teams should be ticked at. It's the people who aren't the players who aren't following the protocols. But no one sees it that way because it's about the almighty dollar. But does the NFL need to consider saying to the Ravens, hey, listen, not for nothing, but you put yourself in this situation and you're going to have to forfeit this game? I mean, really? At what point do we get to that we have to look at the people on the other side of the field and say, no, this doesn't work? See, in college football, you're trying to get to a certain threshold of games so that you can be eligible for bowls, that you can get in as much money as you can. You're tied into a conference network like in the Big Ten. If you can at least play the conference games, then the relationships that you have with television, you can at least still be able to be sure to get those monies. It's a money game really tied into television. But at what point do you have to draw the line? At what point do you have to say to a team, hey, listen, not for nothing, you are compliant in this, and we're not necessarily saying that you were up to anything nefarious, but you weren't following the protocols that were in place. And if you did, we might be able to cut you a break or give you a pass. But if it's proven that they weren't, and it's proven that people weren't in compliance, again, this is a bubble. This isn't the real world. It's not like walking into your giant big box store and, JoJo in his red hat doesn't want to walk into the place to go buy his giant, you know, pork butt that he's going to put on a smoker or something like that. That guy doesn't want to wear a mask. Well, you're out in the real world. It's different businesses. This is about as controlled an environment as you can reasonably expect while still allowing the players to be able to go home at night and see and be around their families. So at what point are the Pittsburgh Steelers right? And you got to look at the Ravens and say, hey, man, not for nothing, you really should have to bang this game out. Not for nothing, but in all seriousness, like if you don't have enough players to play this game and you're complicit in your own demise, then you need to forfeit this one. It seems like the NFL doesn't want to go there. It seems like fans don't want to go there. And that's where the thoughts of people who are football fans, but who are also dealing with COVID, that's where we have this kind of convergence point. That's where the heads are kind of banging against each other, right? In that there's your thought of, hey, when I go to the store, I know I got to mask up. I know I got to have my hand sanitizer. I know I got to do what I need to do to try to mitigate my own risk in my own life. And oh yeah, by the way, if I want to go shopping at this grocery store, I know I got to slam this thing over my face for 20 minutes and let me get in and get out and do what I got to do. We're not in control of those environments. There are various people, various businesses who could tell us the way they want us to manage ourselves when they're in their business and their environment. That's the thing here is that this is a bubble. There's more testing going on for these players. I've argued that they're safer doing what they're doing because they're at least getting tested. They know what's going on. They had to have been educated by people at the beginning of the year on all of the warning signs. Again, washing your hands, putting a mask on, all that kind of stuff that we've heard over and over for 9 months now. That's going to reinforce it to those guys. They have access to people who can really explain the science to them where it isn't run through the filter of politics. And yet, they still can't do it. So again, when do COVID teams get held accountable? Are the Ravens one of those teams that you need to say, hey, not for nothing, you're not playing this game because you're going to have to forfeit because you stuck it to yourself? 855-212-4CBS. You can get me on Twitter, at The Real Gresh, G-R-E-S-H. And the Jim Rome Show is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Are we at the point now to where teams should forfeit in the NFL? Or do you want that extra week of the regular season? Do you want that extra week of games? Do you want the extra playoff team? I know if your team's 6-4, you're probably rooting for an extra playoff team. But doesn't it mean there's just massive inconsistencies? And at some point, isn't it unfair to some players on the other side? 855-212-4CBS. I am the substitute teacher for Jim Rome today. My name is Gresh. Hello, clones. Let's get after it on the phones here on CBS Sports Radio.
Napa Know How.
At Napa, you can get 20% off three or more items with a $4.99 Napa tool bag. Yep, 20% off power tools, 20% off wipers, 20% off oil and more. It's a whole bag of tricks. Well, actually, it's one trick over and over again, but it's a good one, saving you 20% on three or more items. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating locations, exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 11/30/20.
Hi, I'm Brooke Burke. Do you ever consider just how important your feet are? They're quite literally the foundation of your body. And if you don't take care of them, you're asking for problems. That's why I wear Skechers new Arch Fit shoes. Skechers teamed up with podiatrists to make a shoe that provides total foot and arch support. They used 20 years of data to design a podiatrist-certified insole that distributes support across the arch no matter what foot type you have, providing extreme comfort. Get Skechers new Arch Fit at a Skechers store near you, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
This is no ordinary travel card. This is a travel card that lets you earn unlimited double miles you can actually use. Miles you don't even have to use for air travel. It is the Capital One Venture Card. And right now, you can earn 100,000 bonus miles that you can actually use, redeemable for things like vacation rentals, car rentals, and more when you spend $20,000 in the first year. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Let's hope it's the Capital One Venture Card. Limited time offer. Terms do apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
At Tractor Supply, our Black Friday sale means huge savings on everything you need out here. Now through Saturday, save on thousands of items, including gun safes, pet supplies, tools, and workwear. From the brands you love, like Purina, Carhartt, and Makita. Shop now, in-store, online, or on our app, and take advantage of our convenient curbside pickup. Head to the Black Friday sale, now through Saturday, at your local Tractor Supply or at TractorSupply.com. Tractor Supply, everything you need for life out here.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower-to-shower talcum products have been linked to ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using talcum baby powder products. If you or a family member has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Powder Help now today at 800-831-6155. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free and you'll pay nothing unless there is a recovery in your favor. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one used talcum baby powder based products before being diagnosed or died from ovarian cancer, call Talcum Powder Help now at 800-831-6155. 800-831-6155. 800-831-6155.
Some gifts don't come